next 3 hours editing. That's it. Mm-hmm. I would like to be able to get to that. Because I can see... Or I'm not a big fan of how...
Tall that is?
How tall this is.
You know, honest, I mean, it doesn't deserve to get shot in the fucking dome, but...
Fair.
It definitely was... I definitely hated her cat more, though. Her cat was horrible.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Awful. I mean, yeah, I definitely threw it almost down a flight of stairs because it, like, would just claw you because you try to pick it up to, like, you know, take it, and it would just, like, murder your arms.
Yeah, let's see. I'm trying to think of how else we can set this up because you're, like, way on the edge of the screen.
Oh, am I?
Here. Yeah.
Here, I can come in there. I also was leaning back.
Yeah.
So I was, like, leaning to the side. Here we go. Now, let me just, yeah.
There it is.
Now, there it is. I'm more relaxed, see? Ooh.
Yeah, okay.
It's like a drum.
So, well, because I'm trying to think of how I do sound reduction.
Mm-hmm.
So, for echo sound reduction,
yeah,
that's the curtains. It's going to eliminate it for
that'll stop the whole.
But for this, this is from the table. So, I'm going to have to get some cloth.
Oh, to put underneath that so it doesn't run into the mic and the boom.
Yeah.
The boom-tastic.
The boom. Boom mic.
Yeah, don't spill again.
Yeah. Well, I didn't.
You're going to have to figure something out with that.
I'll get there. This is all a work in progress.
It's not working out pretty well.
Fucking your mom's not working out very well.
My mom works out for... she works out for everybody. So I have so many brothers and sisters. Joke's on you.
I am curious how, because like I got this one from Timu. I got that one from Guitar Center today.
Yeah.
That clearly has a much longer reach.
It does. It's because I like to lean back so it works out well.
Yeah. This leans back too.
It does.
It's pretty good.
It leans in where you need it to. It hits you in the magic spot.
Yeah. The thing I'm curious of is when we add two more people.
Yeah.
Like. Because, one, I'm going to need a camera that can be closer. That's one thing with it.
Yeah.
Because
the question is, how do they get... So you see, like, the bigger podcasts, and do they have multiple different cameras?
Yeah.
They have a camera for each person, or...?
So I envision a total of three cameras.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, a total of three cameras, one for each angle, and then one for the wide shot.
Yeah. So you could have one to the left, one to the right, and like a wide one.
Yeah. Because if there's going to be four of us, it'd be like two people in one, two people in one, and then four in
the And then it kind of catches everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I think the big thing is people getting comfortable with just like, one, not staring into the camera the whole time, you know, and just like looking.
But you can stare at the camera. That's fine. Like,
yeah. I guess you could just.
If the goal is to have viewers.
Yeah. Because you want to look and make, you know.
Yeah.
You want to. Necessarily like talk to them because that's you know what you're doing.
Yeah, but like I'm comfortable in front of cameras and and crowd things. So I'm just like I don't need to stare at a camera.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I just know it's there and being able to just to roll and actually have a conversation. You know, I think is huge.
So that's the other thing. These also, if you don't like it down, you can flip this thing up so that way it hangs out on top and it's coming from this way.
No, I like it down below. Like personally, I do. I like it, you know, right down here. Yeah. It really gets up in my shit.
Up in your shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like this. It's weird. I really like this little stick holder thing more than that one.
Yeah. That one is like, yeah.
Just because of how it tightened down and didn't like fuck it up.
Mm.
Because that one's all loose and shit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree.
Okay. Is that camera? I didn't know that the XLR cable has a fucking cable tie to it. Nice.
It does have a cable tie to it.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
That's the one I got from Timu. This is the one I got from Guitar Center. I like it because it has this little on-off switch right here.
Oh, yeah?
So if I didn't want to be here or if I'm going to cough, I can just...
Oh, and it...
Now you can't hear
this
until I turn it back on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there you are.
Yeah, I'm right here.
I hear you now.
Yeah. You like the Barbarian, though?
That was good.
It gets, like, this is probably my favorite one.
Where they're drinking the milk
Yeah, like just him with the paladin.
Yeah.
Because Kevin, the paladin, like he just got done. He didn't see how, like, who took off with the Pegasus. Even yeah. was the barbarian.
Yeah.
So he's just like, oh, hey, how's it going, sir? And I'm like, it.
You know, I think it'd be good for sometimes if we did like we did like cut shows, like to like, you know what I mean? Like of certain things too. Like sometimes we
like you want clips.
Like we did clips.
Yeah.
Like shows, you know what I mean? Or something we've seen.
Yeah.
Like clips, funny clips we've seen during the week or some shit. Something crazy.
Yeah.
Or just something, you know. Sometimes maybe if it's like even like news stuff we've seen and we want to, you know.
You know what I would like these mic booms to do? Is if I could rotate them like 90 degrees. Like still have it extend this way, but have this piece be able to rotate.
On the rotate? So you had technically it coming down.
Yeah, because this piece right here is just a little shank.
Yeah.
Now it can go down or it can go up. It doesn't have the option to like rotate 90 degrees.
Oh, I got what you're saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But podcast setup?
Yeah, it's good.
It's going to look a lot better once the curtains are in here.
Well, when we get the curtains in here and then I think we get our own little mugs or cups to drink out of, you know?
Yeah.
And
I'm honestly fine with it for myself. I'm probably just going to have a whiskey glass, like an actual whiskey glass, and just make myself my own little double whiskey and Coke.
I probably will have something to drink as well with you, just because, you know?
Because mm-hmm. like, I know some of the other guys are not going to want to drink, but for our thing?
Yeah, definitely for our thing, 110%.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. And I want to have fun with it. You know, it's going to be, the other thing will be a little more serious. This I want to have fun with.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to have to be an idea, like a name for it. And,
got to make sure I take notes. There I am. No, I have been sending myself things that like might be worth, might worth responding to. So I don't know if you've been doing the same thing for yourself.
No, but I need to start taking notes as well on things I see and being like, oh, you know what? Like, this would be something amazing to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, let me go ahead and but just shit to talk about and just like lives and stuff we've done. Like, I think it'd be great for us to do our first podcast, take some notes, and we come in after church on Sunday because you don't work Monday.
So I work Monday.
You work Monday, but
have meetings, but I stay here.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So I think Sunday, what we should do is after church, we do our run-in and we can have dinner. We come in after dinner, do our podcast. Our first one.
Okay.
If you're down.
You're talking about this Sunday already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It does work since it's just the two of us.
It does.
This table will be shorter then. Because I will be cutting this table by fucking Sunday.
We do it and we talk about, we give our review on going to, we talk about VetTix. And we do a review on going to the show. And we actually get money back. Or we get like things from VetTix, like the coins. If we promote it. So we could be like, hey, you know, we got these tickets on VetTix. Like, check it out if you want to. Like, if you're a veteran or a military, check out VetTix, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. It's we went and seen a show there. It's fucking awesome. We talk about, you know, we can talk about also, like, being at our men's conference. You know what I mean? If we want to bring that up.
Definitely talk about men's conference.
Bring up the men's conference. Talk about VetTix. Talk about the concert. Give a little feedback on that.
Okay.
And then I'll probably do a little ranting on rundown on the new Battlefield 6, because I'm a nerd, so I'm going to bring up fucking video games every now and then, you know?
Ooh, talking about some kind of series.
Ooh.
Like
a TV series.
Because, like, I watch a fuck ton of anime.
All right. Well, we can talk about anime all you want to. You know, it's great because we feed off each other. And I think it's going to, I personally think that.
You sound really good talking into the mic.
Huh?
You sound really good talking into the mic. I don't know.
You do too. No,
I don't know if there's a, cause like I'm trying to see if it's in the way on the camera.
Yeah.
For you. Cause it doesn't look like it'd be in the way.
What is
the mic boom?
Oh no, no. It's like right up to the side. I can move it even more to the side and then it's even like right there where I can talk to you and I can still see everybody.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm so short that the cup is actually getting in my way more than the mic boom is. So I'm going to have to like set a drink.
But by Sunday, this is going to be like 6 inches short.
Yeah, it won't be as bad. But no, I personally think that this is going to, and that's the sad part is, but I think this will pick up a little bit more than the group podcast. Just because we feed off each other a little bit more.
This is true.
Like, they'll both like go fast because of new life. But I also think like based off the people we know, mm-hmm. and you know, once we get like more people to listen, and just the way we can jive and like feed off and everything, and I think the topics we would hit, I think it would just go, you know, bigger. And I really don't care. I'm just having fun with the best friend.
That was the whole. You suggested it, and I was all like, this is midlife crisis-y good.
Yeah, like, no, this is great. This is like, hey, who cares if we get followers? Like, buy us, fuck you. And, but it's, you know, it's like, it's two best friends having fun that eventually just, you know, that's how stuff works out. You know what I mean? And if you don't like it, then you can kick rocks. Or you can go report me on, are we dating the same guy? Because I don't give a fuck.
That really did bother you.
It did a little bit. No, it did.
It bothers you so much more than you let on.
It 100% does because it's fucking bullshit. I take it as a coward move. Like, you're going to – plus, you don't give the full story. Like, you're fucking – some people that do that, like, one of the chicks that fucking posted on there was, like, definitely getting fucking pounded up by different dudes and then got beat up, like, the day before we hooked up by fucking her baby daddy's mom. So it's like, how are you going to come in here and talk shit about me and –
and you're getting
beat you're just up fucking by you're just getting fucking dicked down and then beat up by your ex's mom. Like, fuck out of here.
That's right. These are fishing.
See, I can just ramble on. I make people mad. I don't care.
So, yeah.
But I will.
We do have to find out how we want to go about with the show.
Yeah.
Like topics for.
I think
format and consistency is going to be most important for us.
Yes.
And
I will not go down a rabbit hole.
No, rabbit holes are fine. It's the nature of how we discuss said rabbit holes as well as how or what the topic of that rabbit hole is.
Yes.
You know, because like we don't want to get into not that I'm afraid of controversy.
Oh, we don't want to get into that. We're going to be towing a fine line because then it's going to bleed into our other conference or our other podcast as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we do have to
be like, man, aren't those two guys who have that Christian podcast?
Exactly. That's exactly.
You're talking about licking buttholes on their.
Yeah. Also, I'm not a big fan of kiss and tell. So I
probably. That's you. Yep.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to be like, dude, I was giving it to her. She just fucking loved it. No, that's all bedroom talk. It's just for one person.
That's.
Well, I guess two. It's for me too, I guess.
Yeah.
But. I like that in this, you can't really see what this is.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of how...
tall that is?
How tall this is.
You know, honestly, just a little bit shorter. And I honestly don't... Well, I guess it's because I'm in a high chair compared to you. So
they're both almost extended all the way up.
Are they really?
If they're not all the way, they definitely are close.
Okay, I just think it's because my knee is... Yeah, if I put my knees down, it's just because I have my knee up.
Yeah. But, like, if I were to lower this, whatever the distance that this is up is how much I want to chop off on here.
Ah, gotcha.
Or pretty damn close. I'll probably cut, like, somewhere between 4 and 6 inches off of this. Yeah.
It's going to be good, man.
I already like it. This is going to be a lot of fun. This is a good suggestion from you. This is your idea. I was just like, I got capital. Let's fucking do this.
I just think it's going to work really well.
The only thing we have left now is I need two more headphones for the guys, which means two more cable extensions. I need two more microphone booms.
Boom.
Boom. total chairs that would look nicer.
Yeah,
these are really comfortable. Like,
I think what would be pretty cool is we would need a little bit bigger room maybe, but if we got like those either like the like Cracker Barrel style like wood rocking chairs, like that leisurely
that,
like
that would definitely be studio.
Yeah. Style. Yeah, when we get like a bigger spot. Mm-hmm. Or like, since we're in Colorado, we embrace the like ski vibes and get the little skeet, like, you know what I mean? But that's later on, you know. But they do have like, we could go to like, man, that it would, you know, if they had Big Lots still, they have furniture in Big Lots, or they when Big Lots was around, they did, and that's where I got my couch. But they would, that would have been solid to.
There was some place that was having a going out of business sale.
Some leather-bound chairs, smell of rich mahogany.
Okay, what was it? I think it was a Hobby Lobby.
Going out of business? A Hobby Lobby?
Yeah, it was down next to the Lowe's and Guitar Center on Academy and Platt, with the Olive Garden right there.
Nope, don't know what you're talking about.
I took you to it once.
Yeah, but I don't remember directions.
All right.
Yeah, I'm like.
You've only been here like a year.
I'm like Samwise Gamgee to your Frodo. I just follow you around. I'm not even paying attention half the time.
Samwise is the fucking hero of.
Yeah, well, I'm over here trying to beat Gollum up the whole time, not paying attention.
Gollum fucking deserved what he got.
He did deserve what he got. Little turd bag. He should have just gotten pushed down that little.
Every now and then, I'm going to try and swear, so that I can
cancel it out.
I want to try and find the boop thing, because that shit is funny to me. Like, remember old school South Park?
Yeah, huh? Be like, beep.
Like, hey, you're a fucking asshole. And you knew they said that.
But it's like, you're a beep.
Yeah, you're an asshole. Mm-hmm. Like, I loved that. I loved it so much. And I don't see anybody else doing it. They just, like, allow the swear.
Yeah.
And it's fun. Like, to me, it's funnier to bring it back.
Yeah. To, like, cancel it out a little bit.
Yeah.
It's gonna be good.
I've
got a really good feeling.
I think it's going to be fun.
So yeah.
I've looked up statistics on it as well.
Yeah.
Most podcasts don't last more than 3 episodes.
Oh, wow.
So like that's already a fucking challenge.
Yeah.
Cause like 2 of us, easy. You just have to come over and we can shoot.
Yeah.
But
are you saying it's the people making a consistency to do more than 3? That's the thing is, too, is like, for me, coming to you here, it's easy, peasy.
But it's not necessarily easy for everybody else.
Not for everybody else.
Yeah.
And that's why I said I think ours will, it might have a better success of kicking off faster, because it's easier for us to like, oh, I like what you're doing there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
That's right you. There, that is you right there.
This is
there.
Me.
That is you.
Now you can hear it. And.
Yeah.
You can see my whole face.
You can. See, I'm going to have to watch myself, because I think this is it. I think I'm going to have to just find the right chill.
Cuz like I can hear you.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Watch out. I got an ear itch. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Like I can hear you, but I can't, like, every now and then, like when you're right here,
yeah.
I can fucking hear you.
Oh, you can. I'm right in your soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel me?
Mm.
Do you feel me inside you?
Deep in the loins.
There's this. Not that it's very Christian of me.
But yeah.
I'm honestly thinking of revitalizing what I did for TikTok.
Yeah.
Where I had a second TikTok account where I got paid for it.
Uh-huh.
And I would read smutty books.
Oh, the smutty book?
Yeah, with the deep voice.
Yeah, the deep. He looked into her eyes.
No, it's so gross. If you ever see that what's that book? The Court of Thorns?
The Court of Thorns.
All those court books, dude, women are just reading straight up porn.
We're going to have to talk about that one time.
We will definitely
talk about it. We will have to dig into.
I will buy the book and highlight some chapters for you. So one of the podcasts that I watch, yeah, he has a whole section. It's like the last section. It's like 20 minutes long in their podcast. But he calls it Daddy Fantasy because he wanted to see all the hullabaloo about these court books. And he's just all like, he gets graphic with it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just, now that I know, I was like, I knew those books were slutty, smutty books, man. Like, fucking filthy, yeah, filthy women out there.
Like, I remember when I was a kid, my grandma had a whole section of romance novels in her house. So she had this old house, right? So you'd go up the stairs, and they had this bookshelf when you got to the top of the stairs, and it was a hallway. Mm-hmm. To the right was like a guest bedroom, and in the middle was their bathroom, and then to the left was their room. But along that wall, there was my grandpa read westerns, which was not that many westerns, you know.
Yeah.
And then was all my grandma's romance novels. That's... And now that these smutty books are out, I'm like, grandma, you dirty, dirty woman. Like, you're out here.
It's been uncomfortable.
Yeah. You're out here reading these smut books everywhere. Like, having Fabio on the cover with half his shirt off, like trying to hold on to like some chick, you know what I mean?
So I've seen those, and I never thought them to be.
Like, are those not the smutty ones?
I don't know. I don't read fantasy ever.
Just imagine that.
Like, I'm hoping.
Our grandmas have been around for years, just smut reading.
Nobody knows
smut reading books.
Nobody knows how disgusting our grandmas were at one point.
Oh, 100%. Oh, like, I know. My grandma got pregnant down at Fort Campbell back in the day by some airborne soldier going dancing. Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, we have all seen that grease, like, of what they're doing.
Like, think of all the stuff that you've ever done and realize that we're not the first to do any of that.
Oh, I know we're not.
Your grandma and your grandpa, like, dude, your grandma was getting it in.
That's, you know.
Grandma, not mine. Mine was an angel.
Yeah. Gam was a slut. What's the movie? Is that Beer Fest where he said Gam Gam was a whore? She's like, let me warm up your sausage.
You ever seen Anchorman?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm going to take your mother out for a date Dorothy and Mantooth. Never call her again. Yeah,
Dorothy Mantooth is a saint. Dorothy Mantooth is a saint.
But this would be good. I think we have a good setup. I like that the camera can't tell anything else about my house.
Well, it's going to have the black behind it, you know.
I don't know if I'm going to... I do still have to buy a light set.
You know, I think it'd be cool to like see what they do, like the LED light type deal, to do strip and then have it like packed that way. Because if you put that on there, maybe that might add some ambiance to the black behind the black curtain. I don't know.
I'm up for anything. I don't have any like preference one way or the other.
Fucking Harry Potter lights, dude. Black curtain, hanging candle lights.
You don't really see
mystical.
Like, you can't see the curtain rod.
Oh, you can't see that high up.
And if I zoom out.
Oh, you can't see it.
Like, until it's all the way zoomed.
Yeah,
out,
then you wouldn't be able to see us at all.
Well, so we will have like, this is for us with the guys.
Yeah.
Like, there is the, like, yeah, you can see the whole table.
Yeah.
But the center camera is going to be more pointed towards it.
The thing is, with it like that, if it's on a bigger screen, are you going to be able to see our faces still, or are we going to see
Well, it's not like it just stays in one spot.
Yeah.
Like, I've done, so since I've done social media before, I do know about, like, video editing.
And you can zoom it in and zoom it out?
Not just zoom it in, but, like, I can crop it to where it's like you would just see me talking when I'm talking.
And then when I'm talking, it comes over to me.
Yeah.
And then it does its thing.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah. Because, like, if it's.
So I guess.
There's rarely a podcast where they're just sitting there and you see the whole table and they're talking for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Your eyes get bored and people are nothing but short attention span.
Yep.
They need engagement.
They need it to be,
and
like.
That little bit of jump, something new.
Re-engages them.
Yes. Yeah, there's a science behind it.
Fucking science, man. It's everywhere. I think.
Fun facts. I'll cut this little part out. Nobody's going to see my short shorts. I got some cheeks hanging out in some of my shorts, man.
Got my cheeks hanging out, baby.
It used to be skies out, thighs out. I don't know what rhymes with cheeks, though.
I don't know. Yeah, we can get it'd be the first few episodes that'd be pre-recorded anyways. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, everything's pre-recorded.
Yeah, but I mean.
I don't know how I'll feel about live stuff until we really have not only.
Is there a lot of them that are live, though? Is there like, you know what I mean? Like, do they all like?
Sometimes there is, but that's more for paid subscribers. So, like, the one I watch a lot, Shits and Gigs.
Yeah.
I don't think they do live outside of certain other, like, not their primary podcast.
Yeah.
Certain other aspects they have are live, and because like they had a Snatched in 60 that they just completed recently, so
Yep.
they were working out for 60 days. The they would reference that they were streaming, and it's on Patreon, so someone's paying for it specifically. And I did pay for 1 month to see like the difference of it. So they have a few more extra programs, as well as you get the main podcast a week prior to when they
When they
release it all
drop it
live.
for everybody else.
Yeah.
So you get to see it before.
Yeah. So I like that. That's a good business model. Because like I was wondering how the fuck Patreon works, because there's plenty of other like YouTubers that get paid for podcasts and shit. And I didn't know, like, I was like, who the fuck's paying
Money to
for
but
Patreon?
yeah.
I was like, oh, it's if you just want to hear a specific artist
Yeah.
or a specific group, that's when you're using Patreon. So that's cool. And you get a bigger cut of money. So I guess YouTube takes like 30%.
No, they're cheapskates.
So YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, they all take like 30% of whatever it brings in.
Okay.
So where people make their money is going to be sponsorships. So we have separate sponsorships, I don't know
Like
the
vet ticks. Vet ticks happens. Let's just say shooting the moon.
yeah,
Vet ticks like, hey, we'll sponsor. Not gonna happen. But
so
boom.
I think because VetTix itself doesn't sponsor, right? So a sponsor is going to be some company like
Maybe federal.
Navy Federal would be a company that could sponsor
Yeah.
Manscaped, because we're just a bunch of men talking about men
Yeah.
things. That's gonna like
Boom, easy.
I don't know who else grooms their balls, but
Yeah. I have cut mine enough with a razor. Don't recommend it.
yeah. So there's that. You got testosterone
Oh,
enhancement,
that TRX stuff.
all of it. Anything and anything. Like, look at some podcasts,
I can get you
dude.
some
Like,
stuff.
what's his name? Jew guy, really conservative. Ben Shapiro.
Oh, Ben Shapiro.
So
Yeah.
I've listened to a few of his podcasts to try and get like a semblance
Yeah.
of how.
How he handles things.
Just like I'm trying to listen to everybody's podcast to
Yeah.
see how they do their setups.
Yep.
But when I say this guy has, it seems like an ad, a verbal ad that he reads every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And granted, he has a 3 hour
Block.
podcast, and that's so much.
I don't know how anyone would listen for 3 hours.
Well, if you want to listen to that stuff, sweet. It was more than enough for me.
Yeah.
That and I'm not trying to listen to politics for 3 hours straight.
No, I'm
That's
not
too
either. I
exhausting.
would fall asleep.
But I can see like the whatever podcast is another big one for red pill people. Like
Yeah.
they have like eight girls on there, and then they have two dudes that are just like, you girls are dumb and we're educated, and
Yeah, and
they just belittle these
they
girls.
just hammer out at each other the whole time.
But like they also they're streaming for 8 hours when they do their podcast.
Holy crap.
Serious.
I mean, don't get me
Like
wrong. I could sit here with you for a good solid 4 to 5. After that, though, I'm like, bro, we gotta wrap this shit up. Maybe even like 4 would be too much.
four sounds like a lot.
4
So
sounds like a
like
lot.
I'm probably tapping at 3 hours.
Yeah, like an hour and a half, I would be like, this is solid.
Yeah.
I felt we got good stuff. Just because after that, I'm like, man, this is running into our phone conversation time in the morning.
Exact dude,
Yeah.
facts, facts.
I was like, that now I'm gonna start not wanting to call you in the morning.
It's only one day a week that we're doing this.
Yeah,
Like we're
but
not trying to do this every day. I don't have that time. I'm not paying an editor right now. This is gonna be all me.
yeah.
Until you learn how to edit as well, and then maybe some of
Ugh.
the other guys. And then it's like, hey, come on over here and fucking edit our videos because we're all doing this.
Yeah, how about you share the workload, peasant? Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm a
It's like
recon, man.
my goal is I'll probably do it PowerPoint because we're all prime military.
Ooh.
So
Not the PowerPoint.
PowerPoint is how we learn.
Not a PowerPoint.
But I would do PowerPoints on how to edit our style of
I'm
podcast.
gonna get have a doctor's appointment that day.
No, I got dental. I got
I got
dental,
a dental
chief.
appointment that day. I can't be here.
I'm not gonna lie,
I'm gonna have to op out on that one.
when I was still in and I was like I was worn at the end.
Yeah.
I had a couple.
You guys never work anyway, so it doesn't matter.
It's when we do work, we just show up to win the game and then we leave.
They're like, where's Mr. Schober at?
Yeah, no, I was chief. I was never a Mr. Shower. where's Mr. Shower? But I remember, like, if they were to come up and be like, "Chief, I got dental," right? Like when we knew we had something done,
yeah,
or something to do. When I tell you how to remove them from my fucking team so fast,
did you really?
Oh yeah, I was like, I don't need that kind of mentality. Like, if you don't want to work, just say you don't want to work. Don't bullshit me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, sit there and be like, no, I'm just not feeling it today. Like, hey, I'll cut you loose. Like, we'll also try and work fast. Nobody wants to work until 1900.
Oof.
That shit sucks. I'm very much like, here's the tasks. Do it to standard. Whenever we're done. Go home.
Yeah.
And I will protect you otherwise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's how you get loved as a leader.
Oh, yeah. That's how you're going
to
get
the... Now, if there's more tasks, then it's like, hey, if we got the week's tasks to do, like, hey, if we're done by Wednesday, I'm fucking cut you loose on Wednesday, and we're just going to... You just got to show up to formation on Fridays.
Yeah.
Or Thursday, Friday. But, yeah, I loved... I really did love to be in the military, man. It was so fun.
You miss it? I can tell a little bit. Yeah.
It's really the leadership piece. Like, I'm hoping... that our time or like our actions doing this.
Yeah.
I hope that this offers an opportunity to offer more leadership and then see like the difference between like out of the seven of us, there's six of us who are Army and one guy who's Navy.
Ugh.
Yeah. Mm. But I am interested to see the difference in leadership and fatherly leadership as well.
Oh yeah, that's a good word.
Yeah, dude,
solid.
Not just like biblical, but like
yeah, like, no, yeah.
Because eventually we're gonna have young soldiers, young airmen, young sailors, and Marines. They're like, what the fuck do I do about this?
Yeah,
and it's like, yeah, I might not have experience with the Marines, but I have experience with tact, leadership, how to approach a topic, and how to go like, hey, maybe this isn't the best fucking problem.
Yeah.
Maybe this isn't the best thing.
Yeah. Sometimes even if you're like, hey, this isn't the best thing, they're like, yeah, well, if I can deal with it. And you're like, ugh.
Yeah. I'm honestly a little sad that little router template that I have, well, it maxes out at like 44 inches. And this is 48, or I think it's like 52.
Is it?
It's like 4.5 feet wide. I like round table over square table as well.
You know, we could get something also like a little tablet. And, you know, we could put, like, below the table, we could have it sit where we're keeping ourselves on track, too, like.
No, oh, definitely. No, like that's why I wanted a higher table.
Yeah.
Because I want a hidden thing.
Yeah.
Because, so like, we're not staring at the camera the whole time.
Yeah, so we can see down here, and, like, we can be like, oh, we're getting close.
Quick little reference, yeah.
We're, like, we are off track a little bit. Let's reel it in.
Or, like, I'm fine with things getting off track, because we're guys
having fun.
It's more... if there's a pause, like I can edit out a pause
and
then I can scroll real quick and be like, hey, here's a topic. Let's talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there's a couple military content creators that I enjoy, that I definitely enjoyed when I was part of the TikTok community.
Yeah.
But I see them now on YouTube as well. I don't see what's his name too much. Austin, what does he go by? Mandatory Fun Day. Like I don't see this guy too often.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that. He looks like he's drunk and has Down syndrome at the same time.
Sorry about that, Austin. When I was starting TikTok, he got famous maybe a year before I did.
Yeah.
And I'm not even gonna say I'm famous. He got famous, famous. He has hundreds of thousands of subscribers.
Yeah.
He found a niche when he was like, I remember his first video because it was right after he and I like did a couple lives together.
Oh, yeah.
He did this like contrarian, we'll call it malicious compliance to a commander.
Uh-huh.
And then he put a filter on it where like the eyes went in and that like blew him up immediately.
Yeah.
So I don't see him too much on other platforms, but I curated my content pretty well. with TikTok, so I always saw them whenever I'd scroll.
Yeah.
And then there's a few others, like Platoon Padre. He was another one. I don't know if he's on YouTube. He should be by this time. Let's see, P-A-D-R-E. Yeah, this guy. There he is. Viva La Vargas. He does have a thing. That's good. I'm happy for him. I want to subscribe to him real quick. I have to. Yeah. All right, I got you. He has 70,000 subscribers. Good, go, man. That's good for him.
Yeah.
Like it's. I know that this is going to be a slow roll for us, for both sides. Our thing as well as the thing with the guys. This shit is going to take a couple years. At a minimum. And that means consistency, just like you're going to the gym, just like we were doing PT.
Yep.
I have to learn how to edit and edit fast. Because, one, I'm not trying to spend 100% of my time fucking editing. I would also like a scheduled release for our content.
Because,
like, if I'm, say I'm editing four videos a month, which I've already tried to do just my own YouTube videos per month. It was difficult.
A nightmare?
It's not that it's a nightmare. There's a learning curve to it, which is what I'm allowing for these like first 6 weeks.
Yeah.
There's not just a learning curve, but I'm also trying to make it so that I'm not the only one who would do it. I would like it so that one of us can always come in and do it if they need to or want to. But it, like once this becomes an effort, that's when character is going to show. That's when we're going to see if like they actually want to be a part. That's where we're going to see
if they want to actually do it or not.
If they're willing. Yeah. If they're willing to put in the effort long term. Mm-hmm. And like, thank goodness that there's seven of us.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that all
seven of us. Seven, be here.
Yeah. Like,
I would think we'd be here like every time though. Like at least we would be.
Yeah. So that still means that you're doing like, I know I'm doing it four times a month, but even then I can take a break and edit mid setup.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be here.
Yeah, if you're here four times a month, sweet. Because that's two times for ours, two times for theirs.
Yeah.
Because I'm not trying to shoot two shows and edit six videos.
Yeah, no, I'll help you.
It's one of those like there's not enough equipment. It's just one chief, one Indian. That's too many chiefs, not enough Indians doesn't apply here.
Oh man. Master.
Massa. You can't have massa in a video.
No. So you get shut down real fast before you even start.
It's like, no, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that.
That's how
let's talk about their shit culture. It's like, oh man,
that's how like people find this original video like years later of our podcast, and they're like, oh man, this podcast is doing real great, but we found like
believe me, I'm cutting this whole conversation out.
Yeah, they're like, we found this hidden this hidden gem of like their very first trial run, and they're fucking racist.
Yeah,
talking about Uncle Tom's Cabin,
dude. So
and ICE agents and killing puppies.
Give me a couple seconds. Give me a couple seconds. When I was in Afghanistan, we had this guy Perez. And our brigade sergeant major rolls in during our, like we were doing a team change out. So like we were coming in, they were leaving, and you know, your leadership always wants to come in.
Yeah.
And his name's Perez. You picture him, you know?
Yeah.
And
there's two kind of Perez's I think of one.
And
I
this,
think of a Perez.
This sergeant major asks like, do you think it's okay to be racist? To like there was four of us, and he's a staff sergeant. There was another staff sergeant who got picked up for sergeant first class. Me at the time, I was a specialist, and an E5. And Perez is just like, I think it's okay to be like a little racist, like to the brigade commander. And we all just look at him like, you are on your own, bud.
Yeah.
I've never felt like so compelled to join in, but also like distance myself. Because, like, on one hand, racism is awful. It's a bleak point on American history.
Yeah, well, of course, no one likes it.
But then, like, if you say out loud, like, pattern recognition,
yeah,
and you don't even like just the phrase pattern recognition. If we were to release this right now, and this will be this part of the conversation for the guys.
Yeah, 100%.
You could say pattern recognition, and it's going to trigger some blue hairs.
Yeah,
it's going to trigger them hard, and it's like I could be talking about white trash individuals.
Yeah.
People who are just in trailer parks making bad decision after bad decision after bad decision.
Yeah.
But the moment you just say, like, you know,
say it.
Not just white trash, but like when you say pattern recognition.
Yeah.
There's like, oh, there's some whistles.
Yeah.
Dog whistles. Like, you can't hear it, but it's right there. It's like,
yep.
What is a fucking dog whistle anyway, man?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're really reaching for a lot of shit sometimes. Yeah. Because like it,
agreed.
No, I don't think people, real racism, people don't know about.
No,
real racism, I've never seen it because I know, but I know where it is.
Yeah,
it's behind closed doors.
Yep,
it's with the people that are currently in power that you'll never see. Mm-hmm. The people who are part of the red line discussions in cities that like moved on to higher politics.
Yeah,
and like higher levels of business owning. Those are like the real racism. Real racism that like. No, keep them pores out of my nice neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was their whole shtick.
Yeah.
It's much more class warfare than it is racism.
Yep.
Racism, I think, was brought about by, like, pop culture. Like, country for the whites, rap for the blacks. I don't know if Hispanics have anything, but...
They 100% do.
I'm sure they do.
It's Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin?
Yeah.
The gay guy?
Yeah. Or Enrique Iglesias.
They were both gay, weren't they?
No, only one was gay.
Only one was gay?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Selena, that's another one, I think.
Gomez?
No. What's the girl that got, like, head all day today?
Shakira. Shakira.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the hips don't lie.
Yeah, her hips don't fucking lie.
No, they don't. I'm not going to go into that.
Photo before.
But she died in a hotel room being murdered.
See what happens when you're not in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's what got her.
Oh, that was bad.
That
was funny.
She was not making empanadas, so I don't know if that's even, you know, they made a movie about her. It was, you know, called Selena, of course. You know, I don't know what song she sings though. I mean, maybe. Apple Music can tell me what kind of song she sung. Hmm. Selena, artist. Okay, here it is. Now, the big one is Dreaming of You, which I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of it either.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, man, I can hear that so clearly.
Yeah, right?
That's wild. Like, because it's hitting the microphone.
Yeah. So for editing, like... copyrights, I know we'd only get a certain amount of time to like...
Well, this isn't going to be posted to anything other than a private YouTube, so we can have this.
Yeah, no, like...
Yeah, I don't remember this song
at
all. Yeah,
see, like, I wouldn't know that, and it's still not at 30 seconds, so we're fine. We would, I mean, right?
I don't know if it's 30. I want to say it's like 15.
Okay, well, but for sake purposes, we say we even started at the 15-second part.
There's also free use, so... For things for you and the guys who will listen to this, free use, like you can watch a whole episode of something so long as you're providing added content.
Mm.
And that's specific to things like YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't know about other copyright things like with Apple Podcasts or Spotify or shit like that, but there is a free use clause to where like, do you know about Team Four Star? You've seen Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Have you seen Dragon Ball Z Abridged?
No. I'll have to educate myself.
Honestly, I'm gonna be using some Dragon Ball Z Abridged quotes because it's funny.
I'll look at it.
You know the premise of Dragon Ball Z.
Yep.
So these guys made a parody of it, and their parody is so good and so funny.
Yeah.
That the little bit of added animation that they did.
I think I know what you're talking about. I think you told me about this.
Yeah, they were actually one of the key things that Akira Toriyama, the creator of Dragon Ball as well, Toei Animation, the animators of Dragon Ball Z,
yeah,
like they sued this them so they couldn't get money.
Really?
So they kept it on YouTube by demonetizing it. They can't get any money, but everybody loves it. They want more, but they're just like, yeah, we're not going to risk it. But the content is that good. But there are certain clips from there that I think would be great just to have.
Like, just to show.
Yeah. Like if, say we have a zinger inside our group or just between us, having that little clip like you're talking about would be funny to throw in.
Yeah.
You know. Not gonna lie, this room is a lot warmer than I thought it was.
I think it's pretty cozy, to be quite honest.
Cozy?
Yeah.
I burn so hot, though.
I usually do, too, but really in here, I feel it's nice.
I'm hoping that the curtains don't make it fucking boiling.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good point. Or make it too dark.
So it's not like I want a dark background because that's going to contrast better on us. It's going to contrast better on the group as a whole.
Yeah.
I want it so that we pop from whatever the background is, as well as if we have a solid color, then you can do thing like weird editing things like, hey, look, we're an island now. There's an island background.
Investors?
The green,
possibly you.
The green screen thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there's that. But I think we got some good... I don't know how long we've been talking for now.
I don't know. Seems like 5 minutes to me.
Hey, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know we've been talking for a bit, though, and I can't see the audio mixer just yet. Maybe I can... Something like
40
minutes.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Oh, no, 56.
Oh, almost an hour, right on the dot. Look at that.
We'll talk for a little more. I want an hour's content to work with to see how long it's going to take me to...
Ooh, that's a good spot. You sounded clear when you...
Well, yeah, when I talked directly.
Yeah, when you were in there. Man.
Yeah.
Your voice sounds good. Like, yeah. It's soothing to listen to.
When I was on a, there was this team where we had this network setup that we'd talk to, and it was worldwide, and you'd sign on with your CHOPS, which is just your initials. I hated that they called CHOPS.
Scotty Too Hotty is
here. But my
your late night DJ host, Scotty Too Hotty. I'm going to read you some smut books.
But my initials are SSS, right?
Oh, gosh. So I could get a little Nazi real quick.
But when I would go in and I would try, or when I would go in and sign on, like people recognize you and you would have like your little gimmick that you start signing on for. And I know what I sound like. Like if I wanted to sound like Obama, I could sound like Obama. It's not very hard. It's rather easy. His voice is not difficult for me, but it's akin to blackface, so I'm probably not going to do it all the time.
Yeah.
So there's that. But I know I have a voice and face for radio.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing that I started signing on with would be like, this is the big triple S here, signing on to Smooth Jazz Radio. You're listening to the Coyote at 107.7 KYOT. And then the whole crew would howl, and I loved it. It was my favorite.
That's smooth.
It was, right?
Smooth.
I did it for a solid year.
Operator. Yeah,
let's see. We're going to bring it on down nice and slow. We don't want to pick anything up. We're looking to stare out into the distance and feel nature. You know what I mean? Let's pick it up here with Ty Peckinpah, and then music.
Yeah, well, I don't know where to go from there. So, you know, I'm going to stand around weirdly with an erection and, you know.
My favorite part is I started to do that when we were, when I was in Japan. I worked with, now he's Lieutenant General, he's a 3-star.
Ooh.
Lieutenant General James Pascaret. And... when we would prep for some event or a ball, you know, I'm the host or master of ceremonies.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Oh, every time, I imagine.
And it would be funny when we would introduce people, because I'd just be like...
get after it.
This is Tyler Peckinpah, first of his name. King of the Andals and Guardians of the Seven Realms. Like, it was just like throwing things off.
Oh, man.
Giving people a full-on entrance that, like, drops panties. It was funny to me.
You need to get, like, Bruce Buffer. Like,
oh.
Yeah.
Bruce Buffer's, like, his thing is really...
Now!
Fighting! Out of the red corner!
There you go. I think brothers?
Yeah, yeah. They both did the same
step. They had, like, the gimmicks.
It's too bad that Bruce got way more famous.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I feel like Bruce is, like...
I want more Ready to Rumble. I want more things Ready to Rumble.
Yeah. But I feel like Bruce is, like, the crazy brother that's, like, doing lines off, like, chicks, like, butts before
he's,
they go out
he's
there.
Definitely smashing some of those ring girls with the signs.
Oh, he's 100%.
He's crushing.
Crushing them. Crushing like, them. He has, like... We're going to hear, like, a... confessional about UFC ring girls in the future and how like Bruce Buffer ran like a sex ring with them, like he like casting couch to even become a
I don't think he would ever come to like, because he's not doing like little kids, he's not gross.
Yeah, no, but it's
he's
doing like
he's with full consenting adults who are just like,
yeah, but Shane, it's gonna be like a Shane McMahon type thing in the future, like, oh, like
Shane McMahon.
Oh, my butt hits snap. That was my butt making music. Watch out, baby. Here I come. No, I think he's going to like come out, you know, it'll be like a YouTube thing, like Bruce Buffer, like the fucking okay. Horrible. Like, they'll be like, oh my gosh, man, it's like going to a room. And he's like, how bad do you want to be a ring girl?
You know that when he got, when he and his brother both got famous for the Ready to Rumble.
Yeah.
Whoever their spouses were or whoever their partners were,
we're gone.
They were just like, let's do the thing.
Do the voice.
It's like standing in the hall closet.
Weighing in at a whole 117 pounds with an abysmal record of 182 cum shots.
With a span of 8 inches, 9 inches round. And she's like, all right, you know what you actually are.
Yeah.
Standing at a 4 inches, 3 inches around.
They call him the menace of the West.
Bruce, the one who pays the bill, Buffer. Let's get ready to rumble.
Heck no, it's more like Bruce the Pussy Pounder Buffer. Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
All right, I think we have enough so that I can edit it. Not just one, but two videos. Yeah. I'm happy with this. I don't see... I'm hoping that the video recorded, it would be fucking awkward as shit if it's just audio.
I would hope that, and maybe it'd be kind of funny if it didn't, you know.
Well, it would be funny in between, but it would be upsetting for me. Because yeah. I'm trying to get as most out of this as I can.
Yeah, it would have been a waste for to have the video on and us staring at it.
But... table came out nice, right?
It did.
All right.
Yeah. I'm happy I could have, you know, helped.
You did help.
The little man. I made the little things on it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much a carpenter now. Pretty much a carpenter.
Not going to lie, the router is actually a very dangerous piece of equipment.
Is it?
Yes. But I wanted to, like, treat it with confidence with you. I was like, this shouldn't be too hard for you.
No, but, you know, I'm glad I know I could have cut my finger or my, you know.
It's not necessarily that it would cut your finger off.
Circumcise me twice.
So what happens is the wood can get gripped. So that's why I had two clamps on it.
Idiot. Oh, yeah, that's why I went to one.
So if it's just one, realize the cutting is going this way. And that little piece of wood, if it so caught it can, an edge.
It can shirt the wood off and hit me in the side?
It would hit you in the side so fuck. You will get a welt.
Oh, man.
The amount of kick, and on a table saw, the amount of kickbacks I've had that I've had a welt from like my belly button over to my kidney.
Oh, man. That could have like.
They really did.
Yabido, John Cena.
I'm fine. I'm more fine with kickbacks more so than I am making sure I have all 10 fingers.
Yeah. That's all right. We would have had to do like a video edit, like, yabido, pow. You get me with a freaking 2x4. What is that, dude? From WCW, to do with the sock.
Fucking Mick Foley.
Yeah. Getting Mick Foley'd over here at the saw table. All right, well.
God, tomorrow's going to suck, man. Yeah, I have that. You're going to enjoy that.
Well, I guess
I know he's going to do the back of the elbow. I'm going to force him to do this if he's not doing it yet. But I'm going to have
the
him
back
do
of the elbow is going to hurt more than this is.
I don't know, because like this part right here didn't hurt at all.
Yeah, but
it honestly kind of felt good.
He's not getting it's on that. Wait, is it? No, you're right. This is going to hurt.
This is going to suck.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what's in my legs. Yeah, the back part was where. Yeah, this is going to hurt real.
That's like when he did this little bit right here, I was tapping so fast.
No, it's going to hurt so bad. Like, that's going to hurt so bad. So bad.
I might have him start with that.
You need to have him start with that.
So I'm going to have, I have my lidocaine.
Yeah.
I'm going to be drunk. I'm going to be so drunk.
Don't do that.
No, he's cool with it.
Okay.
I just like not, maybe not. I'm not getting trash. I'm not getting karaoke drunk.
Oh, yeah.
All right? I'm going to have probably like a good 6 to 8.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to have a third of what I'm able
to. Don't forget, we have a concert to go to tomorrow night. Yeah. Yeah, you fucked up there, boss.
It just needs to hit so that I have this done. Just needs to hit so I have that done. It'll be that. It'll be the underarm.
Do you want me to drive to the concert tomorrow?
I could. I might. I'm not going to be trashed by the end of it.
Okay.
He does such quick work. That's probably why a few areas are a little overworked. All right. Honesty, I have 3 areas that are clearly overworked.
Yeah. No, I see.
But he got this. All the detail with the eyes, there's not too much detail on the backside. It's mainly clouds.
Yeah.
Like, I imagine he's going to be able to get all of this done in like four or five hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my appointment is from 11 to 5, but I bet he'll tap out at 3 because he's like, yeah, we're done.
Yeah. Mm. All right.
Good?
Yeah, Sunday we start the first one.
For us.
For us.
Man, this is going to be a hard-ass fucking edit, man. You're making me work twice the first week.
Big Papa Scotty. Big Papa Scotty getting put to work.
You know what? My girl's not going to be here, so I got nothing but fucking...
Got nothing but time.
Nothing but time to spend with puppies.
I can come up and help you.
Yeah, if you want to come up and learn, this is the first. This is a prime week to learn.
I can come up and learn. This will be our first... I'll help you edit the first one. It'll be our first podcast together. Mm-hmm. First episode.
We both need to learn how to edit.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll do it with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Yeah. Like, I am intent on as many of us learning how to edit until we...
Master it.
Not even master it. When I say the first purchase after any of this takes off is an editor.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be an editor. Like, you are going to use this program. Here it is.
That's what's going to be. Have you met my friend Tyler? And then they're going to be like, are you an editor also? Because if you're going to date my friend, you have to know how to edit. That should be like my new thing, like for dates. Like, listen, we're going to start a predominant podcast. So how well is your video editing for like computer programs and stuff?
Not just video editing. Because I would like for partners to be involved.
Yeah.
It helps keeps us honest. And because neither of us really care for social media, women are more social media
based.
So I think it would be better if
a woman handled that.
The women in our lives.
Handled that. Yeah. That means in case they get some random video like, oh, what's up? Slide in the DMs like, hey, how you doing? They're like, hey, how about you
get lost?
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah. Because like I understand that we had our fun for a few months. We did our thing.
Yeah.
You definitely did your thing.
Oh, I did.
But like, because we are trying to be better. It's an easy way to keep us accountable.
Well, I'm not having social media at all.
I'm saying with someone else managing it, it's an easier.
I don't even want to like deal to like,
keep
look us
accountable.
At...
It's an easy way to keep it out of our hands.
Yeah. Like for me, I'm never having like I don't think like I think I'm like I might reactivate Facebook to get some pictures off, but. As far as like keeping it, like I'm,
dude. Whatever I didn't grab from Facebook already, it's sacked. It's been gone.
I'm like, I mean, I got photos in my phone, so like, it's not like photos I'm gonna miss. But I just, I might do like a farewell post on Facebook, like, hey, like, I deactivated my Facebook. I came back to get some photos, but like,
Yeah, I gave it 7 days.
Yeah,
I made a post. I was like,
I'm going to make a post like, hey, like, this is the final countdown. I'm going to delete the app. And you have 7 days to, like, either shoot me a DM, send me a DM asking for my phone number, or, like, you know, something along, like, just my phone number. Because I don't fucking check emails. Like, my emails, don't email me. Don't Gmail me.
Another piece, the intro. Because we'll have like a song, like probably like a little 5 to 15 second intro.
Wayne's World, party time, excellent.
So, I'm not going to lie, for you, for everybody, for both our podcasts, I will be taking liberty with my music. And although I'll probably start with the first bit, the next one, the real one that we do when we're really starting to like get in the groove of things, is going to be when I'm on stage playing with New Life.
Oh.
I'll just have clips of me playing, but it'll be a different song.
Mm. Fair enough.
Yeah. So if you want to join in, you better learn how to play an instrument.
I can't. I'm like a... I'm not going to say that word because it's politically incorrect, but I am like...
Hey, you can say retard because we're going to black it out.
Okay, yeah, I'm like a retard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if I black out just mine, not yours.
Like, man, that is a racist white guy. Like,
look at this guy getting canceled over
here. Yeah, this. Look at this racist white dude. They're going to be like, man, yeah, that guy. I'm like, yeah, those guys are good. And then there's that guy. And I'm like, oh, man, yeah. I'm that guy.
All right. So I can kind of see the levels when I'm talking. I'm hoping I have a good level for this.
Uh-huh. I can see mine. Mine look like they're going up high.
Yeah.
I should probably put this back a little bit.
Just a little bit?
A little bit and down. Yeah. How about that right there? Is it? Yeah. Okay.
You're aiming for middle of the pack.
Are you?
Hang on.
Wait a minute.
Would you be quiet? See how yours kind of, okay, that's fine. If yours picks up mine, I can lower the sound. I know there's editing techniques.
All right, well, how about I do this? Well, there we go. Look at that. See? Now you can see my face.
Oh, shit. You sound clear as fuck.
Yeah. Now you can see my face. It's a little way going that way, but yeah, no, that it's. I'm looking at the meter. It's halfway. It's good. It's a little, it's almost redlining, but.
I'm gonna have to time box some stuff. You know what time boxing is?
No.
I'm not going to lie. I think Ben Franklin invented this. I'm not lying. So
me blowing raspberries.
Map out the hours that you're typically awake in a day.
Okay.
Say it's from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Or like midnight. Right? But yeah. We'll go 10. Right. Okay, for the sake
but
of this.
Hour.
Uh-huh.
And you dedicate certain times, like, hey, from 6 to 7, hygiene and chores.
Yep.
You get your bed made, take a shower. So long as you adhere to it, you... Like you're forcing yourself to be disciplined.
Yeah.
Whereas with like regular life now, all right, cool. I'm going to spend the next 3 hours editing. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to be able to get to that. Cause like, I can see this quickly becoming a second job. Not like my first job as much of a job. Yeah. That was tasty.
Was it?
I'm drinking a highball. So yeah.
Ooh.
It's like a can of sugar-free ginger ale and a third of a bottle of whiskey.
And that's why I love you.
All right. Let me see if I can, if I hit this again, can I read it? Nope. Let's hit that button. No. Nope. That's black and white. That's a light. I don't know what's been happening. Okay. Well, I'm going to go try and stop stuff.
All right.
Oh. Good first bit?
Yep.
That's easy. That's so easy. Podcast is fucking easy.
Yeah.
Just hang out and talk with your friends.
Yeah.
For a fucking hour.